Jim and Sunny from Parker Subaru. Question, want a car with a roomy interior, plenty of cargo space, and good fuel economy? The answer, the Subaru Forester. Get control and handling with symmetrical all-wheel drive combined with high ground clearance means the Forester holds its own off-road too.
The Forester and the rest of the Subaru lineup, the Outback, Crosstrek, Impreza, and Legacy. Plus, the Ascent is the big new SUV with all the family space you need. The Subaru Ascent offers room for eight, as well as all-weather readiness. Plus, a new turbocharged engine produces 260 horsepower. Subaru ranks at the top in consumer satisfaction, mechanical reliability, and all-terrain performance. All Subaru automobiles come with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive and bulletproof boxer engines. As Subaru points out, love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Parker Subaru will gladly explain all the standard safety and technology features. Learn more at parkersubaru.com or visit us in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Now we're back. Fourth quarter just about ready to get underway here on KSPT and Rock 103. Chris Chatburn, Jay Vandenberg, Barry Burke statting up a storm here tonight, and the Bulldogs, all the stats on their side of the ledger as they have run up and down the field, including this third quarter, but they've kind of ground down inside Lewiston territory a couple times, and now they're facing another third and long.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Chris, you know, again, the Bulldogs, you know, I think Lewiston made some adjustments here. They're kind of starting to figure out what the Bulldogs want to do with that passing game. They've been really unable to stop that running game consistently, but a good situation here for the Bulldogs, you know, two down territory again.
Back to pass, Pettit, looking. He's throwing it out. He throws it to Cox. Cox is down at the 20-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down, probably a yard short or two. So it's going to be fourth down. They're going to call it a gain of about five. So about fourth and three coming for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, trying to set up that little, what he calls, little running back screen play off the left side. And, you know, pretty nice play calls. The Bengals are coming up the field pretty hard, but they were able to scrape over the linebackers and make a tackle. But, again, putting the Bulldogs in a manageable fourth down and short.
So, Lehman back into the game. One would imagine if they're going to run it, they'll run it right behind Tyler, as they've got Cox standing right to the left of Jackson Pettit here on fourth and short. And off up the middle, first down and more. Crossed the 15 and then stood up.
Blow
the whistle, for gosh sake. That should be enough for a Bulldog first down as the Bulldogs make it to the 15-yard line, and that is enough. So another set of downs for the Bulldogs. Another 5-yard run for Garrett Cox on fourth and four. And the Bulldogs keep the drive going and the clock running.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the Bulldogs just that time I understand the, you know, our left side of that line is dominating that line of scrimmage, and just like a little delayed handoff to Cox, that time he's able to the push is about 5 yards down the field. He's able to pick up that first down pretty easy.
They fake to Cox, and it's Jackson Pettit who keeps it. He's inside the 10 to the 8 yard line, so they key on Cox and stuff him. But nice play call there, and the. A little run option play gives the Bulldogs about 8 yards.
Yeah, again, you know, I can tell Coach Steelbar is getting a little animated. I don't know if it's because, you know, Jackson's going down and then another guy just kind of lands on top of him and kind of drive him in the ground. I don't know if that's what he's a little upset on. Come on, you guys. It's, you know, let's protect these guys out here tonight.
So second down and two. Well, you know, the Bengals aren't used to coming up the standpoint, dropping games, so they're going to get a little chippy as time goes on. There's another handoff to Cox. He tries to cut up the middle, and when he does, he cuts into a wall of Bengals, who then drag him back another 6-7 yards from where his forward progress ended at the 10. It's going to be a loss of one and a third down and about four coming for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, the Bengals just really putting their corners out there just to go, hey, stick with your guy, and we're gonna plug every gap here, and we're going to put one more guy in there that the Bulldogs can't block, and that time Bengals all over that running play.
So third down. Standpoint needs to get to about the 5 yard line for a first down. Ball just inside the 10. Pettit, fake handoff, throws it into the end zone looking for Christian Niemela.
Yeah.
Ball incomplete, And then we've got a little extracurricular activities in the far side. And, wow, interesting play there because the Lewiston defender was not really making any attempt to play the ball. He was driving Christian out of bounds when the ball was coming for Christian to try and catch.
Yeah, you can see the referee look grabbing for his flag, and then at the last second, maybe he thought the ball was a little bit too underthrown or something, but certainly an opportunity for the Bulldogs to get some pass interference on that call.
So Bulldogs going to go for a 25, make it a 26-yard field goal. Peterson in to do the kick. Snap good. Hold good. Kick is good as well.
Nice.
And the Bulldogs increase their lead to 30-0. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 right after this.
Sandpoint, it just comes naturally. This lake sure makes me smile. It's got the vibe, it wanna stay a while. Music floats through the mountain air. I wanna be there. Sandpoint, it just comes naturally. I'm talking about Sandpoint.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
The Alpine Shop on Church Street has everything you need to gear up for winter fun with new skis and boots from Atomic, Salomon, K2, and more. It's all at the Alpine Shop in Sandpoint.
Check out the Spirit of the Northwest at Holland's Gallery on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint. You'll find vintage fine art and black and white photography through the photographic lens of the legendary Ross Hall.
The historic Cedar Street Bridge is a unique marketplace, home to boutiques, local artisans, a delicious bistro, and much more. Drink, shop, and dine at the Cedar Street Bridge.
For a complete list of businesses and activities, visit downtownsandpoint.com.
Sandpoint, it just comes naturally.
Now we're back. KSBT and Rock 103. Jay Vandenberg, Chris Jeffern, Barry Burke on the staff tonight as we are having a good time. The Bulldogs are up 30-0 with 9 minutes left in this contest. And the Bengals all the way up from the warm and toasty south. And, well, they had to warm up in the rain. And between that rain warm-up and the Bulldogs swarming defense, it hasn't been a fun trip for them.
No, I tell you, it's always a tough trip, right? You know, either way, you're on the bus for 3.5 hours, Chris, and the Bulldogs just showed up to play tonight. And I tell you what, they rallied around Tag Benefield. You can see that defense really inspired. Now everybody's got to do a little extra, and they've done a great job.
And Bulldogs trying to do the kickoff and fell off the tee, and the wind, as predicted, is really starting to pick up. I noticed that at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
The wind is really starting to whip a little bit. And the ball fell right off the tee just as Dylan Peterson was getting set to kick it away. So they'll re-tee, and they'll start it all over again. Peterson up into the ball with a squibber right down the center. Going to be picked up at the 25, and then
he fell down
at the 27. Did number 11 for Lewiston, and that is going to be Wade Ehlers. And that's where Lewiston takes it right at that. They give him the 30, which is clearly 3 yards further than he was where he fell down. But, hey, Bulldogs have this one in the old salt-of-the-wave zone.
Yeah, you know, the Bengals have really been able to, not able to do anything offensively, Chris. And, you know, their speed, you know, really neutralized by the conditions of the field. And then, you know, but I would say that this defense has really come a long way.
It has, and back to pass Lang. He shot puts it across the middle, and there's nothing doing there as Dylan Peterson is there to lay a hit on Jesse 80 as he was trying to catch it 6 yards downfield. It's 2nd and 10.
Boy, I tell you what, again, getting to your zone, understanding where the read is, and that receiver gets a hand on it, but he just laid him out. What a great job by Dylan Peterson, who's getting some extra time tonight with Tag Benefield being out of the game.
So they hand it off up the middle once again. And it's going to be a run that's going to get near first down yardage. Probably they're going to end up giving it to the running back again, Cruz Hepburn, as it's a 10-yard gain and a first down for Lewiston. Bengals now with some real urgency, down 5 scores with just 8 minutes left on the clock. Lang looking over. Now they shift the receiver out far wide to the near side, the wide side of the field, and Lang drops back, looks, acts like he wants to throw, then decides to run, and he nearly gets his head taken off by Dylan Peterson. It's a gain of one second and 9. Great job by Dylan Peterson again, Chris. That time seeing, just reading what's going on. Nobody in his zone to cover, and he's able to come up as the quarterback tries to get to the outside, looking downfield, and ends up keeping it in Dennis, and Peterson just puts a licking on him. Great job there, again, by Dylan Peterson. So second and 9. Cash Lang, the quarterback, he's got Hepburn right next to him. He drops straight back, looks to throw, throws it. It's incomplete. Again, great coverage by the Bulldogs. This time, Jake Ryan right there to knock it away as the ball hits the receiver's hands. Well, I tell you what, gets his hand in there late, Chris, and Jake Ryan is, you know, he's been player of the week here for the Bulldogs, for the coaching staff. You know, they go through film every week, and they pick 3 guys on that varsity level. And, you know, last week was Jake Ryan, who's really doing a great job at that strong safety, kind of that slot corner position for the Bulldogs. And, again, showing that he's gamer. He's ready to go. So third and long for Lewiston. Back to pass. They set the screen pass up. They get the catch and a flag down. The tackle is made short of the first down, about 8 yards. But I think we're going to have some holding downfield on Lewiston. It was right in that spot where they were running it after the catch. Yeah, I couldn't see if it was Peterson who maybe got pushed in the back there as he was trying to cover the running back out of the backfield, or was more on that outside of the corner. I think it was more on the outside. Peterson tried to get to the back, but didn't quite have the angle after the catch was made. So instead of a short fourth down play, they'll mark him back, and it'll be another third and long back inside the Lewiston 40. So third and 12 for the Bengals as the clock continues to roll. 7:25 left. Are we?
Almost 9 o'clock hour.
I have to bring something up here after this play. They shot put another one. It's caught. And then there's going to be about a 3-yard gain. It's 30-0. Have they mercy ruled them? Because the clock should have stopped on the penalty. Is that the rule?
I think so.
I think I think the Bulldogs have put the mercy rule on.
No, it's only 40. It's only 30, though, right? Is the mercy rule 40? I think it's 40.
I think it's 40. So the clock should have stopped on the penalty.
Yes.
But it did not. That's what made me think of it. So it's punting time anyway for the Bulldogs, who have all kinds of
weird flags.
Oh, yeah. They got one guy running off the field, another guy running on, and then the punt comes down. And Coach Knowles is none too happy with that turn of events.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, have the wrong guy. You know, you have your punt guy.
Yep.
No matter what the situation, you practice. Hey,
yep.
Guys, you might be getting out of the game, but when it's a punt or a special team, this is our lineup. These are the guys that are in the game. And that time, you know, Christian Emelin, I think gets the other number, who's, I think it was 15 for the Bulldogs.
It was.
Cody Steiger was like going, well, I'm going to return a punt. I shouldn't be out here. And this is a big play here. This is 5 yards for the Bengals. You know, puts them in a situation of,
yeah, they're just going to mark it at the end.
Are they going
to? Yeah, they can just put the Bulldogs back from the 20 to the 15. So it's not going to help the Bengals retain possession of the ball. So Sandpoint will take over on offense now. Back deep in their own territory, but this game was decided in the first quarter, frankly, as the Bulldogs jumped out big and they were up 28-0 at halftime. And now we're starting to see some new numbers in some spots, as you would expect. And they've got Sam Puckett to get his first carry of the night in at tailback. They hand it to Puckett. He comes up the middle. He's got a big hole, and he runs forward for about 6 yards. And that offensive line for the Bulldogs is just absolutely turning this Lewiston defense into mincemeat.
And I tell you what, you know, the Bulldogs have really controlled the possession of the game, Chris, and that Lewiston Bengal defense has been out there quite a bit, and a lot of quick three and outs and short drives by that offense, and you can kind of see it taking its toll as the Bulldogs. That time, Sam Puckett, nothing fancy, just 2 hands around the ball right up the middle and picks up 6 yards.
So second and 4, another handoff. bucket, breaks to the outside, but he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. He did a good job to squirt forward and kind of get back to the line because he was met 3 yards in the backfield. So the Bulldogs, all they're looking for is that 5 minutes and 34 seconds to run off as they'll run Lehman back in for Elijah Larson, which usually signifies a run towards the Lehman side of the field. They put Puckett now right behind Jackson Pettis. Clock winds down to 5 minutes. Low snap, hand off to Puckett. Puckett's got a big hole.
Nice.
Puckett's got a first down.
That's a great run by Puckett, who looks like they're going to bring a little bit of pressure. He's able just to sidestep and find his team and just puts his head down and picked up a nice 6 yards on the carry, Chris, and a Bulldog first down.
And I want to say, I know Sam played basketball for me a couple of years ago. This is not any sort of on his height. He was running low. His pads were down, and, boy, it is really tough to tackle in that situation.
Nice
and
big strong hit, too.
For the first down, and this time he bounces off a guy, carries three more Bengals for four, and it's going to be a second down and six.
And love it. Right there, he gets hit, right at the leg level. He's able to take the beating and then continue forward after that first contact, picking up another 3 yards. Keeping the ball moving downfield, another 5 yard gain on the play.
So they give him five. It's second and five. Bulldogs have to be over 200 and some yards, probably nearing 300 yards of rushing by now. That guy. There's another handoff to Puckett. Puckett, 277. That's pretty close to 300. Well, you can add another one because they got about a yard off that one. So third down and four coming for the Bulldogs as the clock winds inside 4 minutes. Bulldogs going to get a victory tonight. The bell will be rung, and then they'll look forward to facing Lake City next week here at Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field after winter starts tomorrow.
You got Chris Neiman now single coverage inside, Chris. Look to field bar to kind of get him an open space here as they bring an extra guy into the box on the defense side for the Bengals.
So third and short, there's movement all over the place. They hand it to Puckett anyway, and he's not going anywhere. He's going to lose yardage. I can't believe there's not a flag because there was jumping on both sides all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the first punt for the – is this the first punt for the Bulldogs?
I think this is the first punt for the Bulldogs tonight. Will Hurst coming out with a completely clean uniform. So the Bulldogs will punt it away.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are going to be pretty excited tonight. The coaching staff did a great job of game plan and scheming. They thoroughly dominated this game on both sides of the ball and in the special teams, Chris. What a great job of doing your homework and getting these boys ready to play tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Coach Knowles after the game. I'm gonna say I think that's the best half of football we've seen out of your team this first half this year. When you consider the conditions and the opponent and all that other stuff, and we've got a flag down as the Bulldog punt comes all the way to about the 27 yard line, and then another flag flies.
Yeah, Jake Bryan just got drilled in the back, Chris, on that. The ball's flying dead. Losing Bengal, obviously frustrated. Just drills Jake Bryan. And he should have just clapped at him and said, hey, but he went after him. And looks like we've got it's going to be a penalty on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
But again, not cool. That's not what you do in football. You don't take your free shot on anybody, no matter what the situation.
Wow, they called them both against Lewiston.
That's great.
So that's going to back the Bengals back up. Not that they need to be backed up because save for a couple of three long runs, the Bengals offense has done absolutely nothing. So we've got personal foul against the Bengals, and that'll knock them all the way back inside the 15-yard line or so.
Well, I think the first one's going to be, 15 yards? The other one will be half the distance. I believe that's what they're talking about. They're going to – because I think the other one was it post –
after the play?
After the play.
So they're going to mark Lewis.
Wow.
All the way back.
Yeah.
Inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. So the Bengals down 30 are only 92 yards away from getting on the board with 2:22 left.
Yeah, he'll play some. Yeah, Will Harris will play some defensive end for the Bulldogs. You know, he was a quarterback. He's, you know, he's a big, strong kid, and he gets to play a little bit on the defensive line now as he's switching positions for the Bulldogs.
There's the pass thrown incomplete. Bulldogs safety's back pretty darn deep. As another shot put style throw, incomplete, second down and 10 with 2:15 left in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, the quarterback, you know, he has an opportunity to get the ball after that receiver, but just, you know, it's late and then it's just not there, you know.
Yeah.
He just comes up under throwing and needs to throw that ball about two or three steps sooner. The Bulldogs
hand off up the middle. And once again, that's the guy who's carried the load with the football, Cruz Hepburn. Hepburn's going to get 7 or 8 on second down, so it's going to be third down now for Lewiston with the clock running. Under 2 minutes left here on KSPT in Sandpoint. Rock 103 in Kootenai. Getting messages from the studio. And another handoff. This one up the middle is good for a first down and a big run. 30, 40, almost knocked out of bounds, about the 38 with 1:35 left, and a whole bunch of new Bulldogs.
Absolutely.
Out there getting some experience.
Yeah, you got a whole new defensive front, Chris. You got new linebackers in there. You still got Bucket and Peterson out there, but most of them in the secondary even is all new Bulldogs here getting a little taste of this victory against the Bengals tonight. What a great performance tonight by these Bulldogs.
So man in motion, fake handoff. Now they give it to Hepburn. Hepburn working his way up the middle, breaking a tackle. He's going to get 7 or 8, and then he's pushed backwards. It's going to be a second down and 2 with the clock now getting down to about a minute left in the fourth quarter of play. Bulldogs have dominated this from start to finish. Scored in their first possession, and then we're off to the races from there. After Lewiston got the ball, went 3 and out on their first possession, Bulldogs took it the length, and some pretty happy sideline right now for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. They hand it off to the man in motion on the near side. He cuts up against the grain, and he's got a nice first down to the Bulldogs' 36-yard line. So big run there.
Yeah, Cody Steiger, that time on the play, a sophomore, coming up from the free safety position, makes a nice tackle, wraps him up, but not after a big game there by the Lewiston Bengals.
So the Bengals picking up some garbage time yardage. There's a handoff again. They throw it, give it to Hepburn. He is not going to get much on this one as the Bulldogs are there in pursuit wide once again. And, you know, this is just not the night for running wide. I think you've said it a couple of times, as that's going to do it. Bengals might get one more play off before the clock blows, but they won't. 30-0. Bulldogs thoroughly dominate here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. We've got the Pierce Auto Center postgame show coming your way next here on KSPT and Rock 103.
Whether you want to take a break for lunch or wind down at the end of a long day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Need a banquet room for meetings, special events, or a birthday party? Jalapeno's has a perfect one waiting for you. To find out more, stop by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. So if you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
This is the Pierce Auto Center post-game report. Coming up, a game recap with Coach Knowles. Now, back to the field for the Jalapeno Stat Page.
We're back here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, as the victory bell rings.
That is victory.
It is, and we're talking with Coach Knowles. Coach, that first half might be the best half of football from a Sandpoint team in a very long time, considering this, the condition of the field, the circumstances of the opponent, all that stuff. That was thorough domination.
Absolutely, and you know that's Lewis, that's the Lewis and Bengals right there. And when you're sitting at halftime, 27-0, on a sloppy field, you know, against an opponent that just won a big game last week, without our stud linebacker, you know, it's like adversity aside, our guys handled their business, and that was the word all week. The word all week was discipline, and they handled it. They did. It was awesome.
Well, you know, you hear talk about, you know, football, line of scrimmage. It was your line all night long on both sides.
It was. It was. And we made a few change-ups and did some fun stuff and said, you know what, they had a strong running game. They like to run the ball. And, you know, I feel like we did a pretty good job taking it away today. I don't know the numbers, but, you know, it's going to be fun to watch this film with the boys. You can hear them in the background. They're fine, as they should be. I mean, this is a 30-0 win against a 5A school. You know, I'm so proud of these guys. I can't wait to get in the locker room and get loud.
Well, we won't keep you any longer. Congratulations, and nice job tonight.
Thank you very much, Chris.
All right. We'll send it back up to the booth to Jay for the Jalapeno Stat Page.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Boy, what a great night for Bulldog football. They walk away with a 30-0 shutout of the Lewiston Bengals. A big night for the Bulldogs, and I tell you what a great job by the coaching staff, what a great job by the players of executing, every man stepping up, you know, next man up, and I tell you what, a great job by Sam Puckett filling in for the injured tag Benefield, and a slew of Bulldogs. You can just see on that defensive side of the ball, they played for Tag Benefield, and I tell you what, they came up with a shutout tonight, and what a great performance. I'm going to start you here with again, the Bulldogs winning 30-0, the shutout. You know, again, you know, Lewis just not able to get going tonight. As that Cash Lane, the quarterback, ends up 6-14 for 43 yards in the air. And again, one of the most improved parts of the Sandpoint Bulldog defense is that secondary, and they do a great job of limiting the Bengals through the air. You know, late in the game here, the Lewis Bengals are able to put on some yards in the running game, but. Again, not a whole lot. They end up 128 yards of rushing yards, and a lot of it done by Hepburn. But he was kept in check most of the night, Chris. And it's just a fabulous job by that Bulldog defense. And for the Bulldog offense, a completely different story. Dominating the first half, like you said, Chris, they ended up with 474 yards of total offense. You know, Jackson Pettis, Steady Eddie, slick ball. He's able to put the ball on the money, make it easy for the receivers. He's 9-14, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns. One to Tyler Lehman for 31 yards. The other one to Elijah Larson for 27 yards. And then, is that right? And Nemo caught one, too. So
yes, he had
3 touchdowns.
Yep, he caught the one in the end zone there.
Yeah, so 3 touchdown passes for Jackson Pettis. Efficiency, making the right reads, doing a great job. And then, boy, I think the story tonight was Garrett Cox, right, Chris?
Yeah, it has to be.
Boy, he ends up carrying the ball 27 times for 280.
280 yards for Derek Cox.
Wow.
Who assumed that lead back role with Braden Kaplan being out, and then our man Tag Venable being out. He took the ball and he did some great things tonight. And you don't do it on your own, right?
Be honest, the lineup
really controlled that line of scrimmage. And Sam Pluck comes and finishes off there in the fourth quarter.
You talked about the seniors who had to, step up tonight, and they did that. And, as I was interviewing Coach, it was those seniors who were the loudest running by us off the field.
Yeah, that's
Tyler Lehman and Sam Puckett. They were really psyched. And for those guys, to come out and in your senior season just destroy Lewiston,
just a classic,
have to be happy.
Just a classic Memorial Field, or, Barlow Stadium Memorial Field beatdown.
You
don't see that very often against the Lewiston Bengals. And I tell you, we literally dominated them tonight. They didn't get off the bus. I mean, and when it comes right down to it, we dominate them, and they just want to get back on the bus. They don't want to get home and say, "Oh man, where do we got to start next week?" Because what a fantastic job again by every Bulldog.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt, from the head coach all the way down. It was a thorough domination. The plan was good. The execution was even better by the players tonight. And well, you celebrate tonight because Lake City's coming next week,
right?
And,
yeah,
you got another chance to really, show what's going on.
Oh, we're made of, right?
Yeah.
Bulldogs are 3-2 going into the season. They've run the gauntlet, so to speak. And Bulls Falls is a tough opening game. And they had one guy that was just a little bit better than the rest of the Bulldogs, but we competed. And then you go down to UI and kind of dominate them, and Connell coming here and run into that tough Mount Spokane team. But you can see them getting better, Chris.
Yeah, you can.
You can see these guys getting better, and they're competing. They're understanding the system, offensive efficiency, defense not bending. And to get inside that 20-yard line, and it's just like, it's almost over, man. You almost want to line up and kick a field goal.
Yeah, you get to the 20, where's our field goal kicker? Because we're not getting
right. It's really impressive. And hats off to the guys. The kids, they're the ones doing all the work, but again, the coaching staff getting them prepared and for success, and that's huge.
It's really interesting to see this defense, the way they've come around against post balls and their one-man receiver attack.
Right.
I think it would be a lot different.
I think it would be a lot different, too, as they slowly start to figure it all out. I'd love to see that game, but, we're not going to see it.
No, we're not going to see it, but we will see Lake City next Friday night. Right here back at Barlow Stadium, Warm Over Field, and we can't wait to bring it to you next Friday night, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. For Jay, for Barry, who did a great job with stats again, for Dwayne back at the studio, I'm Chris Chapman. Good night, everybody.